From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Rasha McChesney with the latest. Winter weather is in full effect across Alaska, but unusually high snow accumulation is testing southeast. Usually, some snow melts between storms, but as KTOO's Claire Strimple reports, that's not happening this winter.
Long icicles dangle under a block of snow piled on top of Stan Savlin's home in Juneau's Lemon Creek neighborhood. Savlin and his son knocked a piano-sized chunk of snow and ice off his roof with a steel bar this week.
At least 500 pounds.
He says warming from the attic created an ice dam that blocked the snow from sliding off his metal roof. He estimates more than 3 feet of ice and snow teetered above his fuel tank. So he took matters into his own hands.
So we put some protection by the oil tank, and it basically bounced off the protection and then bounced out and hit me in the leg and knocked me down. But we were expecting, we were trying to knock it down, and we accomplished our goal, but kind of got caught in the crossfire a little bit.
Savlin brushed off concern about his injury, but was noticeably limping. Now he advises caution if you have a dangerous amount of snow. He says anything that can keep you off the roof is probably a good idea, like a snow rake. Or he's also seen roofers advertising snow removal.
I think they said like a 50 cents a square foot, so 1,000 square feet would be $500 to clear a roof, but could be well worth it.
Down the road in Mendenhall Valley, friends and neighbors started calling Nate Geary to ask about the weight of snow load on their houses. He's an engineer for the state. And since he has the safety equipment on hand, Geary scaled his roof and cut out a 1 foot block of snow.
Yeah, and so then I just put that into a container and weighed it on a bathroom scale.
The snow block from his roof weighed 42 pounds, getting pretty close to the limit of what his roof can support. His block was nearly 3 feet thick. At that point, he recommends getting up there and shoveling it off, if you can do it safely.
At a minimum, I think people should use a snow rake to clear the overhangs of the roof, since that's the weakest part of the structure.
Juneau City Manager Rory Watt says this has been the most intense snow pileup in his 3 decades in Juneau, but he doesn't want people to panic about snow on their rooftops.
I would generally caution people to be careful and not overreact.
He says if there are signs that the roof is taking too much weight, people might want to shovel it off, but...
But I also worry about people climbing on their roofs in, 0 degree weather and high winds.
He says that city code is for roofs to withstand 50 pounds per square foot, but old code was 40 pounds per square foot. He says most buildings are probably built to that lower rating, and buildings with flat roofs are especially susceptible. It's not just Juneau laboring under heavy snow. Yakutat residents teamed up to clear the school roof this week, and Haines' Avalanche Center warned that local snowpack weighed up to 57 pounds per foot and could crush structures. National Weather Service meteorologist Greg Spahn says this isn't the snowiest winter Southeast Alaska has ever seen, though snow accumulations at the Juneau Airport are nearly double the average for this time of year.
What's made this winter in part stand out in so many places is that the snow hasn't been able to melt after each system.
A system is just a storm.
So we have one system, it drops snow, a lot of that snow stays, another system drops snow on top of that, and so on and so forth, until eventually all that accumulated snow starts to become a real problem and a real hassle.
That's what's happening this week. Juneau is running out of snow storage downtown and has blown through its snow removal budget already, according to the borough. Another significant snowstorm is coming this weekend, after several days of truly frigid temperatures. Spahn says the good news is that temperatures may bounce back up above freezing after that. But more snow and warming temperatures could add even more weight on rooftops. With reporting from Rasha McChesney, I'm Claire Strimple for KTOO.
4 University of Alaska students are suing the state government in an attempt to maintain a fund that pays for scholarships. The Alaska Higher Education Investment Fund has been under threat of being emptied of more than $400 million as a result of legislative budget fights. It pays for Alaska performance scholarships, need-based Alaska education grants, and the state program for medical students, WAMI. Riley Von Bortzel of Seward is one of the students who sued. She's the student body president of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And she says the scholarships are essential for her and other students.
If this funding weren't available to students anymore, I think the University of Alaska system would see a significant decline in enrollment amongst Alaskan students. I think many of them would decide not to attend school in Alaska if this funding weren't available.
According to Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration, the money in the fund must be swept into a state savings account if three quarters of each legislative chamber doesn't vote each year to maintain the funding. And this vote failed last year. Another successfully protected the Power Cost Equalization Endowment Fund, which also has been threatened by the legislative disputes. That fund pays to lower the cost of electricity in high-cost rural areas. In the new lawsuit, lawyers for both sides jointly asked that a judge hear arguments in the case quickly and issue a ruling by February 22nd, leaving time for an appeal and for the legislature to take the ruling into account in the budget. Dunleavy said in a statement that he supports funding the scholarships. University of Alaska Interim President Pat Pitney wrote in a letter to students that the university supports the lawsuit. Many travelers who had been stuck in Bethel for weeks over the holidays have made it home to their villages on Grant Aviation flights. Now, a new batch of passengers is stranded. KYUK's Olivia Eberts reports Grant is working to get these passengers home and the backlog of mail delivered.
When I arrive at the Grant Aviation Terminal, the smell of bologna and bread fills the air. There are piles of donated sandwiches and snacks on folding tables. Bethel resident Aggie Gregory helped coordinate the donations by word of mouth and through Facebook posts. She's been trying to keep stranded passengers fed since early December.
A lot of people have made it home. We saw a lady this morning go home that had been here since the 15th of December.
Hundreds of passengers had been stuck in Bethel over the holidays due to poor weather and ill-equipped airports in the Waikato Delta. It was the rainiest December ever recorded in Bethel, with unrelenting storm systems. And according to the vice president of operations at Grant Aviation, Dan Knesick, many YK Delta Village airports don't have up-to-date navigation and weather tools, which makes it impossible to fly in low visibility. One elder from Kankikanak finally made it home on Tuesday after being stranded for a month and 3 days. She told KYUK translator Joanne Andrew that she had to spend New Year's Eve alone in her hostel. The woman had been in town for a doctor's appointment, so while she was stuck, she stayed at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation hostel. Newly stranded passenger Katie Frutiger has only been stuck for 2.5 days so far. The wait has given her a chance to catch up with food donation coordinator Aggie Gregory and her husband Willie John.
These are old friends of mine, actually, so it's really good to see the friends and the food.
While we're talking, her flight to Tuksuk Bay is canceled again. Grant told her it's because the wind cone was blowing in the wrong direction. But she's enjoying herself at the terminal, so she's sticking around to hang out for a bit before she heads back to stay with friends for another night. Dan Knesick from Grant says, though the past few days have been bad for weather and cancellations, the next few days look good. He says that Grant is also making it through the piles of backlogged mail. He said they sent out a lot of the mail on New Year's Day, working through the holiday to get the job done. He said Grant plans to send out more later this week. As I prepare to leave the terminal, Willie John, a singer and guitarist for the Bethel Band, pulls out his guitar and begins playing an appropriate song by John Denver. Country road. With additional reporting from Joanne Andrew, I'm Olivia Eberts in Bethel.
Alaska state troopers say they have found the mother of a baby found abandoned in a cardboard box in frigid conditions in Fairbanks last week. Troopers identified the mother as a juvenile and say she was taken to a Fairbanks area hospital for evaluation and medical care. Troopers say she was identified and found on Tuesday, and they say the investigation in the case continues, but no charges have been filed. Troopers previously said they were notified about an abandoned baby Friday afternoon when the wind chill factor in the area was reported at minus 12. Troopers on Tuesday reported the child, known as Tashawn, was in good health and in the care of the Office of Children's Services. That is the latest from the KTOO newsroom. If you're looking for more local or statewide news, you can visit us at ktoo.org. I'm Rasha McChesney.